basta, ma io ce l'ho sempre. Sono lei, ma io ce l'ho sempre. Father, we give you the praise tonight. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your faithfulness. Thank you because you are God. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Your years have no end. What mighty, massive, awesome testimonies we heard tonight. Thank you because you have not stopped the business of changing lives, changing stories, and shocking us. We worship you, we honor you, we adore you, and we love you. Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to know what is the hope of our calling. Let today mark that turning point. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here to this service tonight. And I believe this will be one of the most important messages you will have heard after tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and verse 18. He said, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This is destiny destroying character, part two. Is it? Part four now. Because we did part one in first service, part two in second service, part three in the third service. Actually, we could have done part one A, B, C. Destiny destroying character. Our objective is to understand character traits that destroy destiny. Would you lift up your right hand, asking the Lord to speak to you tonight? Just ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have that is separate from your joy, to be lost in. To be all for you is all I want. Take me to the place, oh Lord, to the place where I have that is separate from me. All I think is to be where I have that is separate from your heart.
to be lost in you.
To be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you, to be all for you is all I want.
Character, destiny, destroying character. Part 4. Tonight, a second major destroyer of destiny we shall look at is lie. L-I-E. Falsehood. The lie. Falsehood. Which is behind the destruction of many lives and many destinies throughout history. Throughout scriptures, we are going to see examples of lie. First, Lucifer officially is the father or the originator of lie. John chapter 8 and in verse 44, he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father will you do, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." If you look at Bible in the Basic English, New Living Translation, the New Living Translation, the Living Bible, the Amplified and the Message, if you have them in rapid succession, I'll read the second part of it. He said, "And he did not go in the true way, because there is no truth in him. When he says what is false, it is natural to him. For he is false and the father of whatever is false." The Amplified said, "He does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is natural to him. For he is a liar and the father of lies and half-truths." The New Living Translation is very aggressive. "For you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and the father of lies." He didn't do anything strange. That is consistent. The NIV is very, very dangerous. "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. When he's lying, he's talking vernacular. For he is a liar and the father of lies." He's speaking his native language. The Message said, "You are from your father, the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He was a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth, because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and filled the world with lies." We can stop there. So whenever you see people who live in lies, they are living according to the nature of their father. And you know that we live in a very false world today. Go to the internet, it's filled with lies. You see a lot of stories, total lies. That was Lucifer. What about Cain? In Genesis chapter 4 verse 9, after Cain killed his brother, God asked him and he said, Genesis chapter 4 and in verse 9, and he said unto Cain, "Where is your Abel thy brother?" And he said, "I know not. Am I
my brother's keeper? I know not. That was a lie. That doomed him. If he said, Lord, I am sorry, maybe something would have happened. You see, most times, lies happen to cover up other evils. That was what happened just now. This particular lie was a lie to cover killing. I don't know. Most people won't lie except there is something to cover. That was Cain. Example number 3 was Achan. When God told the children of Israel not to touch anything in the land of Jericho and beyond, Achan defied God in Joshua chapter 7, and then from verse 16 all the way to verse 18. Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken, and he brought the family of Judah, because everybody denied, I didn't touch anything. Israel was already being defeated before small little countries of Ai. So he began to cast lot, and he brought them family by family, and the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zahites, and he brought the family of the Zahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken, and he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray you, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what you have done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and I took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver on thy. That man lied. The outcome of it was death. Most times, denial is a department of lies. And I'm going to come to that shortly. It's a department of lies. Who did this? I don't know. Who did that? I'm not aware. It's a department of lies. That was Achan. And then you have Gehazi. Gehazi, you know his story. The man, the servant of Elisha the prophet, who decided to follow Naaman, the Syrian, the captain of the army of Syria. When Elisha refused to take the gift from him, Gehazi lied to take the gift from the man and lied again when he was caught. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25 to verse 27, he said, but he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, where are you coming from, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went nowhere. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to raise money and to receive garments and oliveyards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto you and to your seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Most times, lies go hand in hand with greed and fraud. They go hand in hand with greed, with fraud. When people are greedy and they are fraudulent, lie is always inside, is inside. When people make money and try to get money by ungodly means, lying is inside it. That was what we saw in Gehazi. And that was what we saw in Achan. When he said he saw a goodly Babylonish garment, he was greedy and then lied to get it. That was Gehazi. Number 5 was the young Amalekite. The one who claimed that he killed Saul. The young Amalekite. Who came to David in 2 Samuel chapter 1 and in verse 8. And said he was the one who killed Saul. And he wasn't the one who killed Saul. David answered and said unto him, who are you? And he answered him, I am an Amalekite. And he said unto me again, stand, I pray you, was talking to, he was talking to Saul now, that Saul said he should stand upon him and slay him. For anguish is come upon me because my life is yet whole in me. So I stood upon him and slew him. He was telling a lie. How Saul died. Because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was upon his arm, and I have brought them hither unto my Lord. Then David took hold of his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until the evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young man that told him, where are you from? And he answered, I am the son of an Amalekite. And David said unto him, how were you not afraid to stretch forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? David called one of the young men and said, go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, your blood be upon your head, for your mouth has testified against me, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. That man died at the frequency of lying. Why do I say so? Because he didn't kill Saul. This was how Saul died. 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 3 to 6. Saul killed himself. And the battle went so against Saul. And the Achaeans hit him. And he was wounded of the archers. And then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and kill me. Thrust me through therewith. Lest this uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not. For he was so afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. He committed suicide. Right? And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell likewise upon his sword and died. So Saul committed suicide in battle. He said it's better he killed himself than the people come to maybe kill him gradually. He died. But this man came and lied that he killed Saul. And that lie cost him his life. This is one thing to note from here. That most times people try to lie in order to gain favor. But it backfires. Many times people try to lie in order to gain favor with others, in order to impress others, but it backfires. He was lying thinking that that was going to give him favor with David. And David would say, oh, thank you for killing my enemy. But it backfired. That is lie. Final example tonight is the example of Ananias and Sapphira. You remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 verse 1 to 10. It would be a long story to read. But the Holy Ghost moved upon the church. Alright, let's see how fast I can read it. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not your own? After it was sold, was it not in your power? Why have you conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down, gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Now, the wife came about 3 hours later, and the same thing befell her. The whole church was giving everything they had. Everybody sold everything to give. Ananias sold some and kept some. The problem that Peter had was, if you didn't sell it, nobody will force you to sell it. And nobody will stop you from coming to church. If you sold it and you say, I have sold everything, but this is 50% I want to give, nobody will hold you. Why are you giving 3,000 naira and you say that it is 30 million naira? Most times, people tell lies to create a false good impression. To create a reputation that does not exist. To give themselves a respect and an honor that doesn't exist. That was what Ananias and Sapphira tried to do. They told this lie to feel honorable, to feel respectful. So that people can feel, oh, they too are this or that. And it backfired.
Is this necessary to preach in the church? It's very necessary, and you will find out shortly. Now, let me show you some departments of lie. Departments of lie. Number one is called untruth, falsehood, dishonesty. When a person is outrightly untruthful, false, dishonest, this is the realm where people can actually conspire and gang up and lie against a person. Something that this person does not know nothing about. Untruth, falsehood, dishonesty, false accusation, false in here too. Number two is denial. Refusal to own up to truth or reality. Denial. Who saw this thing? I didn't see it. Who did this? I don't know. Denial. Refusal to own up to truth or reality. Number three is fabrication. Concoction. Trumped up story. Where something is fabricated. Where a story is manufactured. Where it is trumped up. There are concocted stories, manufactured testimonies, fabrications. Somebody, I read a book where they said someone was telling a story about how honest Abraham Lincoln was. He was trying to tell a story that was depicting the honesty of Abraham Lincoln in a particular activity, action, and life of Abraham Lincoln. It was discovered later that the story the person told concerning the truthfulness of Abraham Lincoln was a lie. You can see the extent to which people can go to use a lie to try to portray a truth. Abraham Lincoln was honest, but you didn't need to tell a false story to depict the honesty of the man. I heard of a man who will be talking, and like I'm talking now, preaching, I will be telling all manner of untrue testimonies. And someone asked him one day, said, "This testimony you have shared is not true." And he said, "But can God not do it?" What I said now, okay, can God not do such a thing? There are human beings like that. There are people who have taken what we say, testimonies we share that were real, took it and shared it and owned it. Concussions and fabrications. When you see your children grow up, please watch out for this. Children can have a way of fabricating things from an early age. Watch out for this. Trumped up stories. Number four is falsification. It's a department of lie. Falsification. Misinformation, disinformation. This is a place where dates of births are changed, documents are forged, certificates that are not true, where people have two age, one is a civil service age, one is a real age. Falsification, misinformation, disinformation. It's tough to deal. Young man went into medical school with his brother's result. I think the brother has died or something. The challenge is that you can go to medical school with somebody's result
But you cannot study with somebody's brain. So it became a challenge. Falsification. Number five is half truth. Where only a portion of the truth is spoken. You see this kind of thing when a man and his wife are having issues and those kind of things. The one person will tell you the half of the truth, that this man is beating me all day, or this man is very hard against me. This man doesn't even answer my greeting. The man is one of the most wicked men you have ever seen. I wish I didn't marry this man. She didn't tell you that her mouth runs at the frequency of 100 words per second. She didn't tell you that. She didn't tell you that what the man discussed with her in private was heard in the street. He didn't say that. Someone said that a half truth is a whole lie. Because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lot. Half truths. That's why the Bible said, he who judges a matter before he hears it is not wise. Half truth. Number seven is deception. All right. Half truth. All right, let me go. I just jump one more. It's all right. Number six is deception. This is words or deeds designed to mislead. Words or actions that are designed to mislead. There are people who tell lies, and there are people who live lies. They live a lie. Words or actions, deeds designed to mislead. Young man and young woman acting that they are married, husband and wife, and there is nothing. There's nothing legal there. Deception. Under deception, false pretense. Pretense is inside this one. Where someone is just acting up in many ways and it's not real. Deception. Number seven is exaggeration. That is the stretching of truth to make it more interesting. The stretching of truth to make it more colorful. When stories are told and a lot of flavor, Maggi, curry, crayfish, everything is added to the story. Exaggeration. Number eight is what they call white lies. You know, there are things where they call it white lie. This is what they call harmless or trivial lies that are told either to please a person or to avoid hurting a person's feelings or to escape something. White lies. There are a lot of people who joke and tell lies inside the jokes. Those who jest and tell lies inside the jest. Am I communicating at all? There are those, it's just so normal. I haven't seen you for a long time. But I came to your house. I called you yesterday. I called your phone around one. You didn't see my missed call? Maybe it's network. You said that and you escaped. But God heard you. Angels heard you. Everything heard you. I was in the aircraft one day in Abuja here. And a man was on the phone sitting by me. Big man. In the premium cabin area.
Yes, I'm in Lagos right now. I am in Lagos right now. I'm just trying to see what I will do before I catch the flight or something. He was sitting right beside me. About to board a flight. And you are lying like that before stepping on a flight. Supposing anything happened to the flight. I passed through your house yesterday. I'm just joking. I'm sure you have seen such things before. I'm just joking. Joke with a lie. There are those whose business is to crack joke to make people laugh. And I tell them, you don't need to lie to make people laugh. There are many genuine stories that are humorous enough to tell without fabricating a thing. One day I just go somewhere. I can't see somebody for lie. You may think you understand the lie, but God does not understand it. In God, God is absolutely truthful and he has zero allowance. What is the outcome of lies? How does God view lying? Number one, lies disconnect people from God's presence. It disconnects people from God's presence. Psalm 101, verse 7. I'd like you to read it. He that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. That's God speaking. He that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Lies disconnect people from God's presence. Number two, lies have the capacity to cut life short. He that telleth lies cannot tarry. He doesn't have a future on earth. Cannot tarry in my sight. You read the story just now of the Amalekite in 2 Samuel chapter 1 verse 14 to 16. Who killed himself by lying that he killed David? Number three, lies favor the activity of Satan, the father of lies. It favors the activity of Satan, the father of lies. The easiest way to have the company of the devil is to be a liar. Because when two are agreed, they can work together. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. John chapter 8 verse 44, he said, you are of your father the devil. And so you want the devil to be very, very present around you. Just be a liar. Number four, lies frustrate the ministry of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. It frustrates the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14 verse 16 to 17. John 14, 16 to 17, he said, and I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and he shall be in you. He is called the Spirit of truth. John chapter 15 verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 to verse 31. We see that again, where he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby he has sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, that includes lies, be put away from you. That is, all these things will grieve the Holy Spirit. You want the activity of the Holy Spirit in your life, you cannot afford to be a liar. Number 5, lies about God's plan and destiny for man. It aborts God's plan and destiny for man. Satan the liar couldn't be in heaven. Couldn't fulfill God's purpose for him. Ananias and Sapphira couldn't fulfill their destiny. Acts chapter 5 verse 1 to 10. We saw how their destiny got aborted because of lies. Are you ready for? Was that number 1? Number 5. Number 6 now. Lies attract frustration from God. It attracts frustration from God. That is, God frustrates liars. In Isaiah chapter 44 verse 25. He said, is the God that frustrated the tokens of the liars and made the diviners mad. He turned wise men backward and made their knowledge foolish. He frustrated the tokens of liars. Some of the most frustrated people outside this country are those who crookedly try to dodge from the country. Just crookedly organize a marriage, crookedly, or arrange something, just crookedly do some things. They keep on running and dodging. Those who suffer in most careers the most are those who are crooked. He crookedly joined the army. Crookedly went through one state and used another, all manner. And then the problem follow him continuously. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just crookedly, crooked. God himself frustrates liars. Because he is the God of truth. He frustrated the tokens of liars. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? If you have a certificate that is a lie, God jobs based on lies, you will go before God today and redress. And if where possible, retrace your steps. One young man met me and he said, he came into our workforce. He has a degree, but the degree wasn't really, really correct. It wasn't correct. I think he cheated in an exam. I said, really? All right. Know what we're going to do? Retrieve the degree certificate and return back. What is the neatest qualification you have? Mid-level, OND. So reverse back there. So your degree is cancelled. Now go ahead and get the degree. It didn't cost him his job. It didn't cost him anything because he came on the platform of truth. Am I communicating? One man went to the boss in the office and he said, I want to say that the certificate I used to get this job is not correct. Please, I want to resign. I'm sorry. And the boss said, who will let a person like you go? How many people are as truthful as you? Who will release you? Am I communicating? Why is this necessary? Point number 7. Lies guarantee eternity in hellfire. If God is truth and the devil is a father of lies, it is only normal to expect that liars will spend their eternal holiday with their father. Lies guarantee eternity in hellfire. In Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 7, he said, Revelation chapter 21, just one moment. And so if you are here this night
and the devil is trying to make you act in lies or live in lies, verse 8, tell him you can't send me to hell. Revelation 21 and in verse 8, he said, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters, when it came to lies, say, and all liars, that is, liars who lie by exaggeration, liars who lie by deception, liars who lie by falsifying records, liars who lie by falsely accusing others, liars who lie by slandering other people, liars who lie by denial, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Liars who are men and chained to women, who are women and chained to men. Liars who have become something different from what God has them to be. Liars. The reason why truth must be told is because God will hold the teacher accountable for the lives of the people. It guarantees eternity in hell. Now, you didn't kill a person. You didn't commit adultery. The only thing you did, you used the wrong certificate. You didn't repent out of it. You bore false witness. It's all liars. You shall have their part in the lake of fire. God will help us out of that in the name of Jesus Christ. God will help us out of that. There are those who lie small. And there are those, when they say stand, be going. That is, when they say, wait for me here, just be on your way going. He may be planning something for you. I've seen such people before. Not unbelievable, inside church. When they say good afternoon, check the watch. Because it may not be afternoon. It may be evening. There are some, nothing is true about them, including their name. He has another name somewhere. There are those, the only thing that is true about them is that nothing is true. Did you hear what I just said? The only thing that is true about them is that nothing is true. The only thing that is consistent is that they are inconsistent. What is the treatment of lie and deception as a lifestyle? Number one, live in the consciousness of the eternal outcome of lying. Live in the consciousness of the eternal outcome of lying. Just live in that consciousness. Be conscious of the fact that hell is the eternal destination of all liars. Just be conscious of that. Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 8. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 and Matthew chapter 12 verse 36 to 37. Don't be conscious. Don't let any profession turn you to a liar. Don't let your job be to lie for your boss. To lie for him. Tell them I'm not around. That's the work you are doing. Tell them I'm not around. If you must say what he said, the only way you can say it and not lie is, he said I should tell you that he's not around.
said I should tell you that he's not around. Hallelujah. Now, if your work is to argue for people in court, don't use lie to argue for them. Just because of money. One small boy made me to laugh so much in my wife's village when we went for crusade. After he got here, I said, say the devil is a liar. He said, the devil is a lawyer. I said, no. I said, no, I didn't say lawyer. Liar, I said, devil is a liar. I said, devil is a lawyer. Well, the Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. So there is some truth there. He picks up everything to use to accuse the brethren. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the chief litigation officer. Whatever is, there are cases you say, I can't handle this case. You kill the man truly, I should defend you and say what? Look for another person. Hallelujah. Medical doctor, don't give false date of birth, false medical report to anybody. Don't let any form of pressure make you to write a report that is untrue. It's professionally wrong. There are people who get all manner of reports that are false, untrue. Oh, please help me write this. I must get this job. Live in the consciousness. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, all the way to verse 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Your words. What you speak is a basis of judgment at the end. Number two, never get used to lying. Meaning is, confess promptly and receive forgiveness. Anytime you notice that you have exaggerated or you have been dishonest or outrightly lied, never get used to it. Confess promptly. Receive forgiveness. Every time you notice you lied, you exaggerated, or you have been dishonest. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't get used to it. This is one thing I want you to go home with tonight. The repetition of wrong action is the consolidation of wrong character. The repetition of wrong action is the consolidation of wrong character. The easiest way to have a character that is wrong is to repeatedly do the things that are wrong. So if you lie and then you just, oh, I'm just joking, oh, and then tomorrow you just say it again. A time comes where you are a confirmed liar in character. Is the consolidation of wrong character. Number three, treatment. Make pleasing God the major objective of your life, not pleasing men. Or pleasing people. Make pleasing God the major objective of your life. The reason why this is important is that there are people who struggle to please people. And they go to any extent to tell lies. Extent including lies. Never struggle to please people at the cost of pleasing God. Make pleasing God the chief objective of your life. Galatians chapter 1 and in verse 10. See what scripture said. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ.
People try to persuade others with lies so they can please them. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the loud most, amen.
Don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
You don't have to try to please a person to gain any favor. Number four,
avoid excessive talk. Excessive talk.
Spare your words.
Avoid excessive talk. Spare your words. Because in the multitude of words, sin is easy. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. He said, he that hideth hatred with the lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander
is a fool. Verse 19.
In the multitude of words, they are wanted not sin. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. When you talk frequently, lying is very cheap. Easy. Proverbs 17, verse 27 to 28. He that has knowledge spareth his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. James chapter 1 verse 19. He said, be slow to speak. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Not everywhere you find yourself, you must say something. Not every time they say, who has something to say? You lift your hand to say something. There are many people who want to speak, but they don't have anything to say. Listen to this. Most gossip, or what we call gossipers, are talkatives. Did you hear what I just said? A lot of people who peddle stories, they are, you may look at them, they look so innocent and gentle. But they have verbal diarrhea. They are loquacious. Both men and women. The men own is the worst. But hear this. Anybody who brings stories to you will take stories from you. Whether you said anything or not, the minimal thing you said will be perverted. Will be perverted and misinterpreted. And most people who can slander can flatter. Who can flatter can slander. Someone says, this man hates you. He doesn't like you at all. The way he was talking about you the other day. The question is, was he the only one talking? It's possible he was the only one talking, but what did you say when he said so and so? What was your contribution? What did you say to it? God gave man 2 ears and 1 mouth so we can hear twice for everything we have to say. There are people who are talking more than they are listening. They are talking more than they are hearing. Avoid excessive talk. There are people whose temperaments position them to be talking almost all the time. I think there are some sanguineous people. Oh, how are you? I like your dress. I like your hair. I like your shoe. How much did you buy it? Where did you buy it from? When was the last time you traveled? They gave you a visa, eh? 1,000 talks per second. Just rushing. Let the
the Holy Spirit take a hold of you, let that kind of nature, that it will put you in trouble. Somebody say a loud amen. Wise people talk very minimally. And when they speak, you think. Once they talk, they set you thinking. Those who talk all the time lack both wisdom and power. You know, when the children of Israel were told to walk around the wall of Jericho, one of the conditions was that they should keep quiet until the seventh day. At the seventh day, they should shout seven times. Why? Because talkativeness is leakage of power. I got to know that years ago. It's leakage of power. My wife doesn't bother me when I'm coming to preach. Don't let me release out the power that I'm meant to release into the preaching. We talk. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Avoid excessive talk. Number five, be filled with the word of God. Be filled with the word of God. Be filled with the word of God. Why? The word of God is the word of truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Be filled with the word of God. The word of God is truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 7. He said, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. When you are word loaded, you are truth loaded. You become allergic to lying. You become allergic to exaggeration. You become allergic to deception. When you are word loaded, you are truth loaded. When you open your mouth to speak, you speak truth. Number six, be filled with the Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Again, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17. We just read that already. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And that is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. John chapter 15 and in verse 26. John 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Spirit of truth. 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 When you are spirit-filled, you are also truth-filled. He influences your conscience. When you tell a lie, you are as uncomfortable as a cat inside the mud. When you exaggerate, you know on the spot that you have said something you shouldn't have said. The Spirit of truth. Finally, number seven. Overcome lying spirits by the blood of the Lamb. That is in extreme cases. Overcome lying spirits by the blood of the Lamb in extreme cases. So there are spirits, there are demonic spirits that are lying spirits. The same way you have the spirit of immorality and you have the spirit of drunkenness and you have the spirit of murder. There are lying spirits. In our university days, I came across with a young man, medical student. This guy said, he asked for prayer. He said that he tells lies like it's an addiction. It's like the kleptomaniac that just picks things and be stealing just like that. And he said, why did you carry this? I don't know. What do you want to do with it? I don't know. Just a demon say, pick it, pick it, pick it. There are lying spirits. That makes a person to live in lie, enjoy lies. Just. He knows he's lying, but he can't stop lying. In 1 Kings chapter 22, when Ahab was going to go into battle, and the prophets of God
were prophesying that there was going to be challenge there. A lying spirit came forth. 1 Kings 22:21. And the Lord said unto, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord. Who shall persuade Ahab to go to battle, since he doesn't want to hear? And he said, I will persuade him. The spirit said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, how are you going to persuade him? He said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him. I'm going to enter all the prophets who speak to him and I'll make them to be prophesying lies. That's all right. That was what happened. And God said, go ahead and prevail. Since the man won't hear what? And they all prophesied, go to Ramoth Gilead. You will win. You will win. You will win. When Benaiah prophesied, Micaiah came and slapped him. He said, which way did the Spirit of God leave me to enter you to talk? Ahab, go to battle, my friend. You have already won the battle. Lying spirits were talking. So somebody can have a prophetic anointing and be perverted with the spirit of divination and lying spirit. Am I communicating? When you have such a situation, someone sent a message some time ago. He said it was a prophecy. God gave a revelation, a vision. And I said, that is not correct. You know, the God that I know doesn't talk like that. Check out your vision. If you see Jesus Christ 1,000 times in a day, and he says one thing that is contrary to the Bible, you have seen another Jesus, not the Son of God. And Satan is transformed as an angel of light. Am I communicating? When you have a little child that is lying like that, bam! You lying spirit, get out! If the child is up to 10 years, 11 years, 12 years, he's qualified to fast. Can ask him, place him on some days of fasting, a day or two or three. He can drink water. So that he will both check out the devil and correct his head. Hallelujah. My family children from 10 years, 11 years, 10, 11, they fast 3 days dry, drink water. Anyone that is 10 years and above has fasted 3 days dry. Some of them, many times. Some put themselves under pressure many, many times. Hallelujah. It's a new day for you. Lying will not destroy your destiny. And now when we talk about destiny, we are also now talking about eternity. There are those that are destroyed on earth here, and they continue with Satan in hell. That will never be your portion. If you need to make a decision, especially if you said something or did something, like certificate issues and so on, and you need to correct something that looks a bit risky in the physical, ask for some counsel and some prayer before you take some actions. The beginning point is between you and God. Lord, this is wrong. And I am sorry. And I say, forgive me. And going forward, if I have to fail exam, I will fail exam. But nobody will write exam for me another time. I won't buy any certificate another time. I won't go to any so-called miracle center so that I can go and get A1, A1, A2, A2, A3. Physics, A1. Further marks, A half. He doesn't know anything in further math. He doesn't know permutation. He doesn't know differentiation. He doesn't know nothing. Physics, A1. Newton's laws of motion, he doesn't know. Newton's law of universal gravitation. What is that? Gravity what? Stand up on your feet. Doesn't know anything. But he has A. And then he continues in the university, paying lecturers to pass, and comes out with a certificate. First class, second class, upper. You put him in a job, he cannot construct one straight English language, one straight line. You can bet that if he speaks one line and there's no error, 1,000 naira. You know,
No, somebody told me like that. He said, that man just, he said, he bet with somebody. He said, if that man makes any sentence, if there is no error in any sentence, take money. He said, graduate. Hallelujah. You receive something tonight, say amen. Would you lift up your hands and appreciate the King of Kings? Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for a night like this. Thank you for a word like this. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Lift your two hands. My song every day. My song every day, Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Lift your voice and sing my song every day. Father, draw me nearer, oh Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
My song every day,
my song. Thy love to me,
but I long
to rise
in your arms of faith and be closer
drawn to thee.
Draw me near alone, draw me near around, near a blessed Lord.
Where
thou hast done,
O Lord,
draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord,
to thy grace.
Draw me nearer, Lord, draw me
me nearer, 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 Lord.
To thy precious,
to thy precious,
to thy precious.
Lift up your hands in the praise of God tonight. Thank you for the word you have received. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Yes, Elion. Yes, Elohim. Yes, Elohika. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands high, everyone. It is very, very hard to say there is one human being who has not said something that was not true, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously. Maybe he said it before he realized what was true. Maybe he tried to talk and then went overboard and tried and exaggerated a bit. And so at this moment, Lord, anywhere that I have been untrue at any time, you know, as it is, I don't ever tell anybody this is the crusade turnout or our attendance at this crusade or that crusade. If you see the Jalingo Crusade, you will see how massive it was. Akwa Ibom Crusade, Makurdi Crusade. One day, a big man of God was in one of our crusades. And he said, the people here must be up to 1 million. And I said, I don't know. He said, they should be. Look at this field, this field, the other field, this field. I said, I sincerely have no idea. He said, don't you know that? I mean, that this should be like, okay, what is the estimate? I said, I don't have a single estimate. Only God knows. Only God knows the turnout. And just to be on the safe side, God knows the number. I'm interested in knowing how many people came for the altar call. And that is okay. Right? So, Lord, at any point that I have acted or said things that were not true, I receive forgiveness. And from this moment forward, I receive the grace to live in truth, to live in sincerity, to live in honesty. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. In my heart. In my heart. And Lord, I want the Lord. Jesus,
those hands higher. Anyone who wants to make things right with God tonight, the floor is free. I'd like you to come forward. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be free of sin. I want to straighten things up with God. And I don't want hell to be my home. It's not like you're the worst sinner here, but you want to be very sincere with God and make things right with God. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front. God bless you.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you.
I give you the count of 7. 1. 2. Every moment I'm awake. 3.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody see, I give you my heart. 4.
I give you my soul.
5.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody say, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Keep coming. Everybody see.
I live for you alone. I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
You are here with any form of addiction that has died down your life, and you want to be free of these addictions. Also, come forward, carry your Bibles and your bags, and come forward and be free of any addiction: smoking, drinking, womanizing, masturbation, whatever addiction it is you want to be free of. Quickly come forward. I give you another count of 7-1. Everybody sing, Lord, I give you my heart. 2.
I give you my soul.
3.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Be your name. Place your right hand on your chest, everyone here today, and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I now pray over you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name. I pray upon this communion as we take the body and the blood of Jesus, who is the Spirit of truth. May truth invade your life. And every hold of deception on truth be broken right now. May this communion serve as a further administration of the very life of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every disease, every demonic presence that is contrary to the life of Christ be flushed out of your system now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.